Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, sponsored by 1-800-DIALDJs.com and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and American League Baseball capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. That's where the music usually plays. It's going to be one of those nights. It's 9 p.m. on the East Coast, 6 p.m. on the West. Do you know where your favorite gay TV actor, straight actress who plays a pay cable lesbian, or gay comedian is tonight? Well, for the next 60 minutes, they're going to be right here with me, parading through the show one after the other and promoting gay pride comedy shows at Acme Comedy Theater's new Acme Saturday Night Show in Los Angeles. Joining me, in order, I think, will be the beautiful and straight actress, Janina Gavankar, who stars as Poppy on Showtime's long-running The L Word. Then comes Daryl Stevens, the star and title character of the popular Logo Channel series, Noah's Ark. And bringing up the funny at the rear will be my old Facebook friend, whom I've never spoken with before, the star of Last Comic Standing and Celebrity Fit Club, comedian Ant. As for me, I'll literally and figuratively be your straight man tonight. Now, you can see Daryl and Janine live this Saturday night, June 13th, or see Ant the following Saturday, June 20th, at Acme Comedy Theater by ordering tickets online at www.acmecomedy.com. And if you can't make it to the show in person, you can now watch the show live over the internet at www.acmecomedy.tv. Now, actress Janina Gavankar stars as Poppy, as I said, on Showtime's long-running The L Word. Sure, it's interesting that she's a straight woman playing a lesbian on that show, but what I really want to ask her about is her crush on Sanjaya Malakar. You know, the American Idol punching bag turned star of this season's breakout hit, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which is where he, of course, where he's emerged as Jungle Boy. As a matter of fact, I was just catching up on the show a few minutes ago. I'm hesitating because it's just been a day of technical problems and the little thing is spinning and I don't know if I can turn on Janine's microphone. I'm sorry. I'm hoping you're there. Are you there?
I am.
Welcome to Mr. Media and good luck to us both.
I don't know which number you picked up because I've called you on two lines.
Oh, I've picked up on the
Is it an LA number or a Chicago number?
It's the LA number. I'll hang up on the other one. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. I got it covered here. As long as the system works a little bit. I apologize that I'm told, I don't know if this is true, but I'm told that there are some solar flare activity today and communications across the country are apparently screwed up in different places.
Well, and something about Mercury in retrograde and Venus is in the wrong place, and they're all screwed up.
I'm sure it's all of that. And I wanted to play for you a clip. Let's see. I'm hoping I have it here. Okay, and this is why I brought up about Sanjaya. Here, folks, listen to this for a minute.
Oh, God.
I am presenting with Sanjaya. My mother is going to lose her mind when she watches this.
Do not touch his hair. I heard he gets really upset about that.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to deal with it because I am known to get a little rough.
He's got the hair that made all the girls cry. You can catch him on the American Idol Summer Tour kicking off July 6th. And she's a dazzling talent from The L Word. Please welcome Sanjaya Malakar and Janina Gavankar.
It's great to be here for this next award.
I just gotta say, I am a big Fungiya, and so much so I even found your hairstylist, obviously. So, okay, go.
Well, actually, the cut looks better on you than it does on me.
Thanks.
Do you want to explain what that's from?
I love how you're like, explain yourself immediately. No, I don't actually have a crush on Fungiya, though he's a sweetheart. He's a sweetheart. He's like a little muffin. And I just manhandled him at that show. I was like, and we're going to do this, and we're going to say this, and then you're going to do this, and I'm going to do this. And he was like, sure. He was totally up for it. So, you know, he's great. I mean, I haven't watched the jungle show, but I'm sure he's doing swimmingly. And, you know, power to the brown.
I have to say, power to the brown. I couldn't say that. If you want to say that, that's fine. I have to say, the kid, I was never enamored of his singing talent, but I tell you what, he has been a knockout on that show.
All right, yay!
So,
I'll Facebook him later and tell him that you're a fan. How's
there
that?
You go. That'd be great. the phone lines are lighting up, and we're going to go to them in a minute. And if you're waiting on the line, hang in there.
Bring it on, kids.
Yep. Particularly now, we've got three guests in this hour. Janina
yes,
is going to be here.
I know. There's a bunch of us.
So if you're on hold right now and you're waiting to call in, make sure that your call is for Janina, not one of the other guests. We'll
I can answer for the rest of them, but they probably won't. They won't be very happy about that. So
we can do that. I got
to
ask you
for Daryl. Anything about Noah? I know all about Daryl's life. I'll answer for him.
Great.
Not a good idea. Not really.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll let it go then. But
okay.
How do you tell me about the wrap up of the L Word? How do you feel about the show coming to an end?
Well, you know, all good things must come to an end. I think it was the end of a beautiful and important era, and I was lucky to be a part of it. You know.
Now, I was told, and you correct me if I'm wrong. I was told that you're a straight woman who's been playing a lesbian on the show. Is that correct?
I've heard it in the winds that you might be gay for pay. I'm not sure. Can you clarify, please?
Gay for pay. Is that the technical term?
Tonight it is. Tonight that's the technical term. Gay for pay, TM, trademark. I am, in fact, straight. I'm sad that I have to say that because it's like, you know, because there's fans of the show that would prefer us all to be gay. But, you know, you get a smattering of gay actors, a smattering of straight, and a few questionable. And it makes for interesting television.
And have you ever been, or during the run of the show, were you ever, as they say, a bi-curious?
No, sorry.
That's okay.
I know it's crazy. I know it's a crazy thought, but we're just actors.
and tell me about this. My sense is that this is pretty much one of the biggest roles that you've had to date. How did this conversation go? Mama, I've got a recurring role on the L Word.
Well, my mother's listening right now, actually.
Hi, Mom.
She's incredibly supportive, and I know, you know, she'll tell you herself that she has always wanted me to play, like, you know, some Disney character with big eyes like Jasmine or something, and I was like, I'm never, ever going to play that. I mean, I'd love to, but I don't really think people are going to hire me to play that. You know, I gravitate towards big characters. I am interested in people with rough edges. You know, I that's what people hire me to do. So, you know. She's supportive. Look, I mean, being on a gay show is not that big of a deal, in my opinion. And, you know, it's kind of ridiculous that it is a big deal. I don't know. Like, maybe I'm from the so what generation. You're gay, so what? I don't care. And, you know, my parents are incredibly supportive, and, you know, it's never been an issue.
Okay.
Right, Mom? Well, she's saying, right, really, right.
Well, let's I've got plenty of things I can ask you, but I want people are calling in. There's a ton of people in the web chat. Let's go to the calls. 250, you are on the air with Janina Gavankar. Do you have a question?
Hello, 250.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Hello?
Hello. Do you have a question?
Oh, my God, I'm on?
Yes,
you're
you
on.
Are.
I'm the talk.
Wow, I was on the talk. I had you on speakerphone. I'm a big fan.
Hello. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, hello.
How are you? I'm a big fan of the L Word. I started watching just when your character came on.
Oh.
And it was great to see, you know, another lady of color. I'm actually First Nations Native American.
Really? Rock on.
And it was great to
Again,
see.
Again, power
though,
to the brown. We don't care what kind of brown.
Yeah, as long as you're brown. Now, I
brown.
Wonder, how do you feel about your gay fan base and all that?
How do I feel about them? I am honored to have any fan base, let alone the most loyal of them all, which has proven to be the gay fan base.
And what is the most bold thing that's ever happened? You know,
bold, like from like as like a fan saying or doing something incredibly.
Yeah, I just always wondered what kind of things you guys experienced.
I think you know people have been extremely respectful. I think one time a girl like pinched my butt and I like turned around and gave her like I shot her the dirtiest look. I think she wanted to just die right there, poor thing. I was like, I am not Poppy. Do not try. No, no, I will not take that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people mistake the person for the character.
Yeah, and you know, I understand. It's okay.
So what is your next project?
Good question. I have a crazy episode of The Cleaner, which is the Benjamin Bratt's show on A&E.
Okay.
And I play, it's the first time anyone's hired me to be Indian. And I'm very pregnant, unmarried, and a meth addict. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting episode. And that airs on A&E on the 30th of this month.
On 30. Well, I've never seen the show, but I'll definitely look out for it.
Oh, please do. Please do.
All right. Thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you, Jennifer.
All
Thanks
right.
For
bye
calling.
Bye.
Bye. I will say that I had the boy who plays the teenage boy who plays the son of that show.
Oh, but yeah.
He was on the show with me right after it debuted, and I watched an awful lot of that season. That is a really fine show. So
yeah, it's a great show. It really is. It was two grueling weeks for me, but you know, two of the best weeks of my career so far. So yeah.
Well, we've got another call here. Let's see if the phones are going to cooperate.
Uh-oh, is it
caller 678? You're up.
678. Oh shit! Hello.
Oh my God. Breathe.
Hi.
Is that up?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh,
okay.
Shit. Oh, okay, yeah.
I think this is a family show. Wait.
Yeah.
Remember, my mom's listening. My mom's listening. Keep it clean.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just a fan from the L Word, and why don't you want to be gay?
Why don't
right?
you?
Brandy, no, I got a better question. Janina.
We're silly. You got to excuse us.
Okay. Hey, bring it on. Bring on the silly.
And my friend Joey's on the line. So go ahead, Joey. Go ahead.
All right. I have a question, Janina.
Yes.
When you did the L Word or whatever, you did have a song on the episode, right?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, they licensed one of my songs, yeah.
So are you still going to do your singing?
I actually am still doing some singing stuff, music in general. I play piano and percussion, and you have to look out for it. I'm sort of secretly doing it. I have a project. I don't want to talk about it yet.
Aww.
I just I like to keep things under wraps until I feel like it's really ready. But you know, I Twitter a lot because I'm nerdy, and
we're your Twitter buddies.
Yay. I'll probably be releasing snippets of, you know, random things here or there. So just stay tuned, you know?
Cool.
Yeah, she has a logical question.
Okay.
The safe question. I'm sorry. All right. Well, thanks for answering our question.
No problem.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Stupid.
Little giggle pants. So cute.
I was just going to say we had another call, and here's yet another call. This is great.
Okay.
Hi. Do you have a comment or question for Janina Gavanka from the L1?
I do.
You do.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so my question is, I know she's not gay, and that's one of the things I admire about her, her ability to be so versatile. So I just wanted to know what the preparation was like for her playing a gay character on The L Word.
You know, that's a question I get a lot, actually. There's really no difference between preparing for to play someone who's straight and play someone who's gay, in my opinion. Who you love is who you love, and who you are is who you are. And, you know, there's really no, like, now I have to prepare and find my inner gay chi. Like, there's none of that, you know. You just create a real full-bodied person, and that's that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. This is crazy because I'm listening on my computer, and there's a delayed reaction.
Oh, right.
That
Turn your computer
question.
Off!
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm a big fan of yours. I follow your Twitter all the time. You know,
oh,
you
can't... yay!
And this is Timmy M, if you'd like to know.
Timmy M! Timmy Madden!
Yay!
What's up? I totally know who you are.
Yeah, big fan, huge fan. So I'm just listening. Aww. That was my huge question. I'm not gay either, but that's something I really admired about you.
Oh, thank you.
Your ability
so
to switch and just do the role so perfectly. So congrats. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Timmy.
Alrighty.
Timmy, thanks.
I'll
thanks
be continue
in.
Following your Twitter.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to run out of time in a minute or two, but I wanted to ask you, first of all, do you want to give out your name on Twitter, how people can find you?
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure. I'm Janina Z. My middle name is Ziona. That's where the Z comes from. So twitter.com/JaninaZ. And you guys can, you know, keep asking me questions, and I'll answer, you know, throughout the night, because this is such a short time we have together.
Yeah, it is unfortunate that it's gonna.
But I do have to say this: this Saturday, I'm doing the show at Acme Comedy. The kids there are crazy funny. I'm really, really excited. I think it's going to be a great show. If you're in LA, come to see it. It's at 135 North La Brea at 8:00 on Saturday night. You can come see the show and then go off to Gay Pride, and you know, have a hilarious and awesome night with us.
That's great. And have you done much live theater, live comedy?
Well, I'm from Chicago, so I'm a theater kid by nature. But I haven't done I haven't done live theater in a long time. So this could all go terribly wrong. Basically.
What kind of sketches have the writers come up for?
I did pitch night on Monday, and they give you just a slew of sketches, really, really funny stuff. And then I had to choose 5 or 6 from, you know, just a bank of funniness. And I don't want to ruin it. So, you can also watch it live if you can't go to the theater. So
comedy.tv.
Yes. And I think it's .com. Well, I think it changes to whatever. AcmeComedy.com, AcmeComedy.tv. Either way, you can watch it live at 8:00 on Saturday. And you'll see all the sketches that we chose. And I think it's going to be really damn funny.
Really?
Can you give us
one sentence out of context that you'll be speaking?
There's so many bizarro things. I think you'll be hearing someone say, brains. That's all I'm going to tell you.
All right. Yeah. Well, listen, folks. You can catch actress Janina Gavankar, the lovely Janina Gavankar, star of the Showtime series The L Word. She'll be live in Los Angeles June 13th, this Saturday, when she co-hosts the Acme Comedy Theater's Acme Saturday Night with Daryl Stevens of Noah's Ark. You can order tickets online www.acmecomedy.com. Or if you can't make it to the show, watch it live online.
Watch it live.
www.acmecomedy.com. acmecomedy.tv. Two slightly different addresses there.
Yeah, yeah.
Tickets.com, watchitlive.tv. And, of course, you can also order the complete run of The L Word on DVD on MrMedia.com or Amazon.com. And, Janina, I went by way too fast. I hope maybe you'll come back again when we can
Absolutely.
Talk a little.
Absolutely, whenever you would like.
All right. Thank you so much, and good luck.
No problem. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Now, I am going to play, if you'll bear with me, I'm going to play our little theme music here for just a second, just to kind of establish a break, and then we'll bring on Daryl Stevens from Noah's Ark. So stay tuned for that. 1 second. Well, thanks for sticking around with us. My next guest is actor Daryl Stevens, the lead character and the star of Noah's Ark on the Logo Channel. And before I bring Daryl in, I'm going to try like crazy to play a little clip for you from, here we go. Cross your fingers. I'm hoping this is going to work. This is Daryl, I hope.
The title, Noah's Ark, refers to, obviously, the lead character, Noah. And the ark part is really referring to story arc, which is a screenwriting term, the arc of a character, where the character goes from the beginning to the end. But it also represents the first initial of Noah's three friends, Alex, Ricky, and Chance.
It's not so much about sexuality, it's about life. And if you just get beyond the race and sexuality, you see these characters are just like you and your friends.
In my mind, it's a very strong ensemble cast, and every single character brings a very specific element to the stories that we're telling. Alex, the humor, Ricky, the heat, Chance, the head or the brain, Noah, who's the heart.
It's sort of a makeshift family.
Noah is the innocent. He's kind of the guy, he's the guy who doesn't quite trust his instincts.
Is this my Mr. Right?
That's it? That's the big burning question you had to ask us.
You interrupted my 4G for this?
I'm serious, guys. I'm lying in bed, wide awake, when I should be sleeping like a baby.
I got this gorgeous guy with his arms wrapped around me, and I'm thinking, something's still not right here. We've been together for months, and I'm still not sure.
I know you think it's silly, but how do I know if it's real?
Kiss him.
I think that he has gotten by and not quite understood how he's gotten there. He's made it to this point in his life and not really understood how. And he's got this great group of three friends who helps to guide him when he gets sort of lost or off the mark.
All right. Daryl, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you. That was painful to listen to, by the way.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm kidding. I'm only kidding.
I'm just glad it played. I don't know if you heard us at the beginning, but
yeah, I heard you. Yeah,
we're having some technical problems tonight, so we're just trying to play through it all.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
Thank you. Do you have a sound on in the background?
Do I have sound on in the background? No. Are you hearing something?
Yeah, I'm hearing myself, but we'll just roll through it like everything else tonight.
No, it's a cell phone, so there might just be echo from the cell phone.
Okay, no problem. Let me ask you a question I think everyone who doesn't already know wants to know. What's the latest for Noah's Ark? Will it ever be back for a third season or come back as
no, there,
a – what's going on?
There's no official word on that yet. There's lots of speculation. The movie did very well. And so there are a lot of rumors flying around that the show will probably come back in some incarnation or another, either as a film or – another season of the show. But none of that can be confirmed at this point, so I can't really give you definitive word, but I would say it's looking positive for something, because there's definitely been some talking happening at the network. So.
Oh, good. And tell me about the whole experience. You've been starring on a show on a gay cable channel. It's, you know, cable television has always been defined by very narrow focus, very, and you know, so we've gone from having the old movie channels and the comedy channel and the news channel and the weather, and now it's a gay channel. How narrow is the audience, and how has the audience done in terms of finding you with limited availability on cable network, cable channels?
Well, you know what's interesting about that network, and I agree with you, the cable is all about, you know, now there's a golf channel and a dog channel and a horsey channel, and
mm-hmm.
everything is very, very specific. With Logo and with, I think, with Noah's Ark in particular, the show had an interesting life because it started off being very specific. It's not just a gay show, it's a black gay show. So mm-hmm. you think if there are a limited number of gay people watching the network, only a fraction of those people would be interested in this show about black men. But what turned out to happen was actually a lot of black women, straight black women, as well as other women, somehow tapped into it and got very wrapped up in the show. So a lot of our fan base is actually not gay folks. It's women, and it's people who just happen to be walking through the room when the show, you know, happened to be on television. We have a lot of surprise fans. Our demographic is not really limited to gay people.
You know, I saw that in the message boards on the Logo channel on the site for Noah's Ark, that there are a lot of women responding to things. And you know, just talking to Janina a few minutes ago, I get the sense that there's a lot of straight women and probably straight men who watch The L Word.
Oh, absolutely. I'm gay, man. I'm obsessed with The L Word. I love The L Word. And
okay.
Janina, I have to tell you, I met her on Monday. She's mm-hmm. even more gorgeous in person. You're gonna, if you see the show, you're gonna just fall out. She's not only funny, but she's just drop dead beautiful. So,
well, I've had a lot of.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say I've had a lot of fun looking up her video and pictures this week. So yeah.
Yeah, and officially Janina is the host this weekend. I'm actually just a guest. I'm in one or two skits with Janina's show. She's opening with a monologue. She's got a number of skits. It's really, it's all about her. I'm just kind of thrown in there for some flavor. But definitely come out and support Janina.
All right. Well, I want to, we've got a caller who's been waiting. I'm hoping to get on the phone with you. Let's see if the phone is going to cooperate. Hi, do you have a comment or question for Daryl Stevens?
Yes, I'm a big fan of Janina, and is she there that I can talk to her?
No, Janina's not here any longer. We're talking to Daryl Stevens.
Yeah, hi, Daryl.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, I'm one of you people that like listening and watching your show. And,
thanks.
How did you get into the movies?
You know, I went to school. I went to school at UC Berkeley, and I took a lot of theater classes while I was there. And eventually started doing plays and did enough plays that I felt like I was ready to try to break into television. So I moved to Los Angeles, and, you know, it's a slow process, but eventually booked a couple of small roles and then booked the role of Noah.
Well, that's a big opportunity. What would you like to do in the future?
I'm sorry, say again?
What kind of roles would you like to do in the future?
Oh, I'd like to do some, I'd love to do some roles that don't really focus so much on sexuality. Possibly somebody with a darker side, maybe somebody with a little less sunshine, a little less smiley. I tend to play very nice guys because I think people see me as a pretty nice guy, but I'd like to explore some darker stuff in the future and stuff that's not necessarily so, what's the word? Technicolor, gay, if that's okay to say.
What kind of study would you do for those roles?
Well, basically, it's just a matter of, you know, being in front of the right casting director and being in the room at the right time, I think. Most of us on the show Noah's Ark can do lots of stuff. It's just a matter of what most of the audience is familiar with, and so, you know, I think it might take a little bit of time for people to get used to seeing us do something else, but eventually, I think most of the actors on the show will branch out and do other things. And Noah's Ark is great. We've loved it, but if it's over, it's over. We've got to move on.
What's some of your favorite actors that you follow and that you have that are set in the sort of the criteria? You know,
I'm a really big fan of Robert Downey Jr. I was actually a big fan of his before the Iron Man comeback. So I'm kind of enjoying seeing him take his very interesting approach to acting and making it big budget and blockbuster. Love him.
Well, what do you like about him?
He's kind of quirky. He doesn't approach roles from a traditional standpoint. He's got a lot of personality, and you can see a lot of that personality in the roles that he plays. And I just love seeing the way he transforms and still maintains that very sort of quirky personality with each role.
Well, I'm going to interrupt here. Thank you very much for the call. I've got to open up the line for some other calls, but we appreciate you calling in to talk to Daryl. And Janina.
Bye-bye. Hello, Janina.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. So have you kept in touch with your Noah's Ark co-stars while you're waiting to see what happens, the three guys who make up the Ark, so to speak?
Yeah. We keep in touch. I talk to Doug fairly regularly. Doug plays Chance. And mm-hmm. Rodney owns a commercial agency, which is right up the street from my apartment. So I see him every now and then. And Christian and I touch base, too. So, yeah. And I talked to Jensen. He plays Wade, the love interest, just last week. So we all keep in touch. We're all friends.
Hmm. And we were talking before about the having a show, on as narrow a network as Logo is. And then you were kind of talking about you'd like to play some roles that are not so colorfully gay, I guess. Has the show open some doors for you, people casting people who are seeing you and talking to you about, hey, I didn't know your work before. Now that I've seen you, maybe we could get you this or that.
You know what's interesting about the role, and I don't want to say just off the top, but I'm very thankful for the role. I think the show has been great. It's opened the door for a lot of us. And what's been interesting and sort of challenging for me has been the fact that the character I play is extremely sensitive, sort of over the top in a lot of ways, very fashion forward, very soft. And I suppose it's a testament to the show itself, because people are often surprised when they meet me and I'm not really giving them the same energy that you get when you see Noah. So I think to some extent people who know me from the show don't really expect that I can do much else. So to some extent, it's probably limiting, but at the same time, people wouldn't even know who I was if it wasn't for the show. So I think at this point, it's all about me finding the opportunities to allow people to see me in a different light and sort of broaden my oeuvre, so to speak, and let people know that I can play other roles.
We have got a phone line open. If you've got a question or comment for Daryl Stevens, give us a call, 646-595-3135. Love to hear from you. Is that part of the reason that you're appearing at Acme this week? A chance to be seen maybe doing something a little different?
Well, to be honest, the skit that I'm doing at Acme, it's not going to be much of a stretch for people who've seen me. It was honestly, okay. I'm a big fan of the L Word. So when I heard that Janina was hosting and they asked me if I wanted to be a guest, I jumped at the opportunity, and I'm a big fan of sketch comedy. I watch Saturday Night Live and Mad TV, and I just thought it'd be kind of an interesting experience. I'd never done it. Just be interesting to do something different with regard to, going back to the stage and also doing something with a group of sort of established troupe of actors who are doing something very funny, and then seeing just how I could fit into that mix. And I figured it was one night. It'd be fun.
How much could it hurt, right?
Yeah, hopefully it won't hurt too much. We'll see.
Now, the show, Acme is doing these 2 weeks of shows. They're Acme Saturday Night is part of the celebration of Gay Pride. What does Gay Pride mean to you, Daryl?
Gay Pride, I have a sort of a long history with the term Gay Pride. When I was doing theater in San Francisco, I went to my first gay pride celebration in San Francisco to advertise. We had a float in their parade there. And the San Francisco gay pride parade is huge, and it goes down Market Street. And it's just the whole city's kind of wrapped up in it, and it's really kind of an amazing experience. And I was probably 20 for my first pride, so it was a really eye-opening experience in a lot of ways. It was honestly a way for me and the people I was with to celebrate the fact that we were in this show and the fact that we were, you know, doing theater that had some gay issues in a gay town like San Francisco, and it was really exciting. Since the show, since Noah's Ark, it's been a little different. I've been to Pride all over the country, and I've seen how different cities celebrate differently. New York is huge. It also goes down the middle of the city. But you come to West Hollywood or L.A., where I live, and the festival is really sort of stuck in the gay ghetto of West Hollywood. It's a big celebration, but it feels a lot less... somehow it feels, honestly, to me, a little bit less of a celebration and more like a party that you have to pay to get into. You know, it's like an outdoor festival, $20 to get in, and it's the predictable dance music and hip hop in one corner and dance music in another. It's all kind of the same stuff. It's not. I might be old and jaded. I've it's been, like I said, almost 15 years since the first time I've seen a Pride celebration, but The Pride to me feels a little bit more nowadays like just an opportunity for people to make money. It doesn't seem to be so much about Pride as it is about commerce and selling to gay, you know, making money within the gay demographic and selling products to gay people that they don't really need.
But isn't that almost progress in itself, that people see it as just as another event? It's not,
I do think it's progress in the sense that people are recognizing that gay people spend money and that that's a market you need to be advertising to, but I think that we've sort of lost the idea of what we have to be proud of. I mean, if you see a pride parade, you know, a pride parade, you know, 10, 15 years ago, there were the dykes on bikes, and there was just a different, I would say there was a different, there was something different to be proud of. I would say since Will and Grace, and I love the show, so I'm not saying anything bad about Will and Grace, but since Will and Grace, there's been sort of a normalization of gay culture that has sort of almost made it something less to be proud of and just something to kind of live with. It's not. I don't know if Pride has the same meaning, and I don't mean to belittle people who are, you know, in the struggle, because there are many of us who are fighting for gay marriage rights, and there are many of us who are, you know, fighting for our lives in places unlike West Hollywood, where it's still a challenge to be gay, you know, out and gay and live a happy life. But for those of us who are living in big cities, it feels a little bit less like we're celebrating Pride, and more like we're celebrating, you know, we could be celebrating progress and celebrating making money and being part of the commercial industry. But I feel like we've just lost a little bit of what we have to be proud of. And it's not so much about celebrating who we are and how far we've come. And now it's about how much money we have and what can we spend our money on, and, you know, how normal we can be in the midst of this sort of overtly gay, shirtless celebration.
Well,
that's a lot, right? And people are going to give me flack for that probably, but it's that's my opinion.
Oh, that's fine. Everybody's got to be able to – that's the whole thing, right? We've got to be able to voice our opinion, whether everyone's going to agree with us or not.
Sure, sure.
Now, our time has gone by very quickly, and I want to tell everybody that you can catch actor Daryl Stevens, star of the Logo Channel series Noah's Ark, live in Los Angeles on June 13th when he appears at Acme Comedy Theaters, Acme Saturday Night, with host Janina Gavankar of the – tickets online, www.acmecomedy.com. If you can't make it to the show, watch it online at www.acmecomedy.tv. And you can also order the complete first season of Noah's Ark on DVD on MrMedia.com or Amazon.com. And Daryl, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Come back when things settle down for you.
Thanks so much for having me. I enjoyed it.
My pleasure. Take care.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Once again, we're going to take a very brief break. We'll play through the little bit of music, and we'll come back in just a moment, if all the electronics agree, with comedian Ant. So listen to this. So much time. I said it wrong. 3 years and I said it wrong. Let's try it again. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and American League Baseball capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Man, the system just does not want to work tonight. Hold on, here it comes. Whenever I think of the comedian Ant, star of Last Comic Standing and VH1's Celebrity Fit Club, I can't help but think of pop culture's two other famous ants, the cartoon superhero Adam Ant, favorite of my youth, and the 2-3-hit wonder Adam Ant. Sounds the same, doesn't it? It's spelled differently. You know Adam Ant, you know, don't drink, don't smoke, what do, all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to actually sing it. I'll save you that. Now, I suspect the Ant who is about to join us has his own superpowers and musical talent. What I do know for sure is that he's funny as hell, whether you're gay or not. Here's a little something to prove it.
Gay people, it's because they hate squirts. Yeah, that is so not true, because I swear to God, gays, we invented every sport there is. No, it's true. Think about it. Boxing. Two topless men. In silk shorts. Fighting over a belt and a purse. Baseball, nine men running around diamonds trying to get in some batter's box. Football, look at the names of the team. Oilers.
Rams.
Packers. And my brother says stupid things to me, too. You know, and I don't know why you don't like sleeping with girls. I mean, they're just like sandwiches. I could eat them all day. Well, I'll tell you why, Frank, because a sandwich is a sandwich, but a manwich is a meal.
Now, you can order Ant's DVD, America's Ready, and find out when he'll be in your town at his website, www.antcomic.com. And if you're in Los Angeles on June 20th, don't miss him as guest host of Acme Comedy Theater's new Acme Saturday Night, and I'll give you ordering information in just a moment. But Ant, welcome to Mr. Media.
Well, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
I am delighted to have you today.
I'm a big fan, you know. I listen to your show even when I'm not on it. Is that weird?
Really?
You know, like Ralphie May's interview you did, Lisa Lampanelli. I mean, I'm when they asked me, they said, do you want to do Blog Talk Radio with me? And I said, Mr. Media? And they said, yes. And I said, I'm a huge fan. I would love to.
Oh, you old flatterer, you. That'll get you everywhere.
Well, it's the truth. But, you know, I really do. You're very gracious and kind always.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Let me ask you something. How long do you think it takes somebody seeing you at a comedy club or on TV for the first time to sense that you're gay?
Oh, people from Mars know I'm gay. I mean, you know, the Hubble telescope was sending back images of, you know, flames. I was like, that's not because Mars is on fire. That's me, my reflection. You know, it just depends. I mean, my friend Alonzo Bowden, who has also been on Blog Talk Radio, you know, always says that I have levels of gay. You know, at rest, I'm at about a 3. Performance, I'm at about an 8. You know, I mean, Daryl was just talking about gay rights and, you know, and stuff like that. And I kind of like the fact that we don't have to be special and stand out and that we're just accepted. Isn't that what we were fighting for?
Well, that yeah, I mean, that was kind of what my thinking was when he said that. And
yeah.
I mean, absolutely, entirely. Yeah.
I was going to say, and you made a very good point when you said, well, I think it's great, though, that major advertisers are targeting us, you know, gay people, because that's another sign of change.
Yeah. Just being treated like another economic group.
And being treated so much like an equal, like they're all marketed to also. Right?
I mean,
isn't that what we want is equality? So when we're getting it, now you're complaining that we've got it? I don't understand that.
Should be treated just as poorly as the rest of us.
That's what my father says. He's for gay marriage. He's like, why shouldn't you be miserable like me?
Well, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, mm-hmm. Sure, you want to get married, you want to be miserable, you go right for it. I got no problem with that.
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
I got married, so I'm, you know, married and widowed all in the same month. Crazy as that is.
I was not sure I was going to bring this up, but I saw your latest video blog or V-blog, V-blog, whatever, V-log.
Yeah,
and,
my blog.
I had not known about your loss, and I'm very sorry about that.
Oh, thank you. It was, you know, that's one thing about my blog that is great about the net. I have a sense of safety and security when I do my blog, and I let my real, I sort of show all my cards. I don't really hold anything back. So people are like, how do you have like a million visitors a month? I'm like, because it's real. I don't hold it back. Like on this particular one, I think you saw, I mean, I literally broke down because,
yeah,
you know, I just, it was just so emotionally charged for me what these people had done for me. You know, these are my, and I don't call them fans. These are my friends basically online who come to my blog and who become a part of my life and I theirs. And they just send me gifts and just great things. And this, the other day they sent me this blanket called, they called it the Blanket of Love. And it was just loaded with photos and just things of the past and memories and stuff, and it just got to me. You know, I'm supposed to be like a pretty tough nut.
Yeah, it was a very different side of you than I expected to find on there. And you know, let me tell people that if they're curious what we're talking about, you can go to antcomic.com, antcomic.com. Is it under rants?
They can click just /blog. And it'll take
okay.
it right there.
There you go. And you'll see what we're talking about.
Yeah, and I'll leave it up there then. I was going to just post another one soon, but I'll leave it up.
Yeah, give folks a little chance to catch it. I was going to ask you that when we were talking about comedy clubs. Does it matter in the clubs whether you're gay or straight? I mean, does it affect your bookings at all?
You know, it matters to the comics. Comics.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, straight, white, male comics are like – You know, we're never going to be, it's never going to be like it was because you get the whole gay thing and gay's the flavor of the month. No, how about just funny is the flavor of the month? Just funny. If you're funny, you're going to get booked. No matter if you're gay, straight, if you're a goat who can tell a joke. If you're a funny goat that can tell a joke, you're going to get booked. And that's ultimately what it boils down to. Are you funny and will people come to see you?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two big factors.
I mean that would seem to be it. I had Jason Stewart was on a couple
yeah.
weeks ago,
uh-huh.
and I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm going to interview comics, and you know, everyone's got sort of a different take or a different. And so, you know, I have to think about, well, what do I think about this? All I think is, if the guy or the woman is going to make me laugh, I don't care what they're. I mean, it's kind of like if my neighbor is gay or straight, I don't care.
Right? Does he mow his lawn or does he keep his house up? Chances are, if he's gay, probably better than you do.
Probably, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. you know, in the area where I live, there's an area called the West Adams District.
Mm-hmm.
And the West Adams District has traditionally been a very low-income, black, sort of impoverished area. And there was a news channel out there doing an interview with one of the neighbors because gay people started discovering that there were a lot of old Victorian homes in that area, and they started purchasing homes. And when it first started happening, they interviewed this African-American gentleman, and he was on the TV going, the gays are ruining my neighborhood, and they're moving in, and I got to look around and see Steve and Adam and blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
About 8 months later, They interviewed the same man, and his story was completely different because his house was for sale on the market. And it was probably eight times what he could have gotten before they moved in. He was like, I love Adam and Steve. We good friends. I'm sorry to leave the neighborhood. I mean, you know, funny is funny, I guess. Whatever makes people laugh. And it's relatability. Comedy is relatability. Can you relate to what I'm saying? And do you, and if you can, then you'll find it funny, and then you'll want to come and see me again. If you can't, then, you know, find a different comic.
Well, speaking of the neighborhood where you live or lived, I ran across this clip I want to play. This is an appearance of yours on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. So listen to this, folks.
All righty. My next guest is a very funny comedian. He's the host of Celebrity Thick Club on VH1. The show begins its second season mid-July. Please welcome Ant. You know what, Sandra?
You know what? I don't know if you know this. We used to live on the same street in Los Angeles together.
Oh, dear God.
Gardner.
Oh, dear God.
And I knew you were going to be a movie star because you used to pick up the poop after your dog.
I did.
And I would think, she's going to go far.
I still do.
And look, she was the first guest, and I'm the second guest because I don't pick up after my dog.
Now, where do you live now? Are you still on Gardner?
No, now I live in West Hollywood. Where men are men, and so are some of the women.
Really? Really?
Guys, if she's got an apple, she's got a banana.
That's
funny.
Great. It is funny. I mean, you know, who's not going to laugh at that?
Yeah. I have the greatest time doing what I do. I mean, I get paid to make people laugh and to feel good. That's the greatest job. I mean, my father used to always say, do something you love and the money will follow no matter what. I said, no matter what, Dad? He said, no matter what. So for years, I masturbated and I read the LA Times and I didn't make a dime. And I thought, Dad's a liar. And then I found comedy. Yeah, not a dime. Nothing.
Nothing, really. Not at all. Well, how about this? I hear that you may be working on a pilot for a new show. What's that about?
Actually, I just shot it for a talk show. Yeah.
Really?
For a talk show. Yeah, I did. It's still untitled, but basically they came to me and said, you're really quick and funny, and I do a lot of Tyra Banks. And so this company that, you know, is involved with that show came to me and said, we want to develop something for you. And I said, I've got nothing to say. And they said, well, right there is perfect. That's the attitude of the show. And I said, oh, well, then I'm perfect. It's like when NBC called me to be a judge on Last Comic Standing. Mm-hmm. They said, okay, now we want you to be a judge and we'll pay you $50,000. I said, hang on a second. I'm a gay man. You want me to go on the travel around the world on your dime and pass judgment on others? I'm doing it for free now. Of course I'll do it. Absolutely. Sign me up. So it was one of those easy sort of things where they came to me and said, you know, do you want to do this the show? And I said, yeah, I do. And it's a great idea. It's basically a you know, five or four. The pilot had four of us. It'll probably be five then when we start shooting again next month. But just men sitting around who all happen to be gay, and we never ever really reference the fact that we're gay. It's sort of obvious. And we just talk about Hollywood and what's going on in Hollywood and the bigger picture. And we have celebrity guests, musical acts, you know, the whole nine yards.
Is it? Do you think it'll be offered for syndication, or is it being offered to
it
a specific network?
It is going to be. Actually, both. It's going to be. You know how Verizon has that new Fios network that they've launched.
Right.
They have about 6 million subscribers, I think, already. It's going to go on Fios on their comedy channel, and then they are selling it actually right now, market by market, around the country into syndication. So.
No, that's great.
And I've already said way too much about it because I always think this jinxes stuff when I talk about it before it's all sort of done.
Oh, come on. It's just me.
Boy, you're good. Nobody, where did you get this information?
Nobody's listening. It's just you and me. Don't worry
you're
about
really,
it.
Bob, I'm going to start calling you Bobby now because I feel like we're close. You're good. You're good.
Hey, I know we've been Facebook friends for quite a while, even though we've never spoken, never met. And don't tell the people at Facebook, but we weren't actually friends before. But I think it's safe to go forward now, okay?
It's very safe.
Okay.
Yeah, it's safe.
So Our friends at Acme will probably kill us if we don't talk a little bit about your appearance there on June 20th. Will that performance, that's a week from Saturday, will that be any different from a typical night of Ant comedy?
Well, yeah, because I'm actually going to be in skits and have to do, like, character-y stuff. So I'm a little nervous, actually. Actually, that's a lie. I'm a lot nervous. I mean, Acme is like the creme de la creme here in London. I'm, you know, you're familiar with them. They're like the creme de la creme, right?
Yeah.
So you sort of have to, like, you know, you have to bring your A game, and they're going to have, like, a lot of, you know, a lot of their A troupe will be, you know, presenting skits and stuff with me. I mean, and it's like a whole, it's like a big deal. Like, I got to go in for a pre-read, then I got a table read, then they're going to pitch me skits that they've written, then I got to pick the scripts, then I got to rehearse, and then I got to block, and then I got to do the show the following Saturday. That's, like, a lot. You know, usually I'm just like, where do I stand and where's the light? You know, that's usually what I have to do. This is like, you know, a job. So I'm excited and I'm nervous and I'm scared and I'm, you know, titillated and excited and, you know, the whole nine yards.
Now, when you're titillated, is that different than when I'm titillated?
Yes, when I'm titillated, there's no woman involved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah. Can a prostitute be raped or is that just shoplifting? I think about stuff like this all day long. Florida, where you live, all right, they just toughened up their adoption laws, right, against gay people. They just did not want us to adopt at all. I can't even adopt a highway. That's how bad they've gotten.
Is it that bad? Yeah.
It's that bad. It really is. In Wisconsin, they just passed a law that you're not allowed to have sex anymore with dead people. What the hell was going on over there that they needed reminding of this?
Well, yeah, and why, you know. And how much tourism is that going to affect?
Well, I don't know, but at what point does CPR become necrophilia? Seriously, when do you stop? All night. These things just pop in my head. All night. If a fat person has to buy two seats on an airplane, does an anorexic person, can they really only buy half? I'll just take the armrest on the aisle and forget the peanuts. I'll just throw them back up. Yeah.
Why did you become a comedian? I mean, I think it's obvious, but I got to ask.
You know, it was an accident, actually. It was the right place at the right time, I guess. I had just been fired by American Airlines. I was a flight attendant. Mm-hmm. And I was at the improv getting drunk, making fun, heckling. And at that time, they used to have, like, an open mic, but you would just go to the club and you would get on stage if, you know, time permitted. And I was just heckling so bad that the comic, you know, the MC said, if you could do better, why don't you get up here and try it? And I was just so drunk that I did it, and I bombed. And I bombed big. But I got bitten by the bug. And I sort of stuck around with it, you know, and then I happened to meet some other important people in the business, and they sort of took me under their wing, and, you know, the rest is how I clawed my way to the middle. Fought my way here.
Is that how you got there?
That's how. Yeah, okay. Pretty much. You know, I mean, I've met some really powerful people, I guess you could say, along the way, and I sort of I didn't really know who they were or what they could do, so my naivete was very endearing to them, and that took me a long way.
Well, we are just about to run out of time. And
no, say this is so.
Well, here's what I want to say to you. I want you to come back when we can spend more time and just talk and hang out a little bit. So
I would love that.
Let's do that again soon, where we can
anytime
spend a little more
time. Anytime.
And I want to remind everybody that you can catch comedian Ant live in Los Angeles on June 20th when he hosts Acme Comedy Theaters, Acme Saturday Night. You can order tickets online at www.acmecomedy.com, or if you can't make it to the show, you can watch it online at www.acmecomedy.tv. Okay, and you can also order Ant's DVD, America's Ready, on MrMedia.com or Amazon.com. And don't forget his website, antcomic.com.
Oh my God.
Okay? Am I thorough?
You are so thorough. You're like James Lipton. It's amazing. Hey, we're going to give you the Stradivarius test. Seven words, and you tell me. Yeah, it's hilarious.
We'll do that the next time.
Mm-hmm.
Ant, thank you so much for joining us on Mr.
Media. Bob, Mr. Media, I love you.
It was a pleasure.
Mine. Thank you.
Good luck to you. Take care.
Good night.
Bye-bye. So, folks, for more comedy interviews, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with, as Ant mentioned, Lisa Lampanelli, Ralphie May, Michelle Ballin, Carol Leifer, Robert Schimmel, Bob Alper, The Whitest Kids You Know, and many more. And please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites. Whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, Pointer Online, MySpace, Facebook, NetVibes, Multiply, Zanga, Friendster, Orkut, Bebo, Tagged, Google, Yahoo, Podcast Pickle, Vox, Folio, MediaFly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, or Odeo. And subscribe to Mr. Media in iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews within the podcast section of iTunes and click the free subscribe button. It's that easy. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today and putting up with our myriad technical problems. And if we couldn't get you on the phone, it's because the switchboard just kept disappearing on me. I apologize for that, and I hope you'll come back again another time. Anyway, thanks for sharing a piece of your day with us, and come back real soon, everybody. Thanks for listening.